I'm very good.
Glad to have you on with us, Tim. Now, is this the first of its kind event for Oscoda?
We've hosted the last couple of years through another organization from downstate.
Ah.
This is our first year putting it on ourselves, so very excited about that.
Yeah, Saturday, February 2nd, it'll be the Oscoda High School and the Oscoda Elementary School. Tell us what it's all about on that day, Tim. What's going to be happening?
Well, we have girls and boys ages 6 through 8, mainly school-based teams. Coming to compete in a tournament. They are guaranteed 3 games. There's a $100 entry fee. We will have referees and then medals for first place. So just looking for a good day for the youth to get out and play some basketball.
Yeah, we're talking kids 6th through 8th grade. So it should be a fun day, a chance for them to get out and play. Now, are these teams that are already put together, or is it a 5-on-5 kind of thing? Just standard basketball?
Yeah, actually, yep, it's full teams. A lot of them, for instance, in Oscoda, we just take our 7th and 8th grade girls and boys teams from the season, which ended there in October, some of which will continue on in practice and then do some of these tournaments. For instance, we went up to Sault Ste. Marie a couple weeks ago with our program and competed up there, invited some teams from up there and other tournaments we go to. So all school-based, in between 6 and 10 kids per team, operates just like a normal game. So we're real excited to host some of the teams we went to their tournaments back to ours.
Gotcha. Now, like with March Madness, that kind of thing where it's, an elimination-style thing, how does the tournament work?
Yeah, well, it starts with pool play, where you hopefully get to play everyone in your pool unless there's more than 3 teams. And then we melt that down to a championship game based on records and other things. And so those 2 teams will play for the championship.
Awesome. Now, if they're interested in getting a team involved, what do they need to do, Tim?
They can contact me through Oscoda Schools or at 989-820-7333. They can call or text. Just let us know you're interested, and we can take it from there.
All right. And as many teams as you can get, or is there a cap to how many teams can be in this?
We will try to encompass as many teams as possible.
Okay.
We do not plan on capping it at this time.
All right, good. So if you're listening and you want a team in the tournament, now the money you raise through this, does that go right back into the basketball program there in Oscoda?
Yes, it does. It goes into all our youth programs through Oscoda Community Education.
All right, very good. So don't miss it. The Oscoda Basketball Tournament, Saturday, February 2nd, at the Oscoda High School and the Oscoda Elementary School for kids in 6th through 8th grade. And Tim, again, the number they call, or how do they get more information, and how do they get a team registered?
They can contact Oscoda Area Schools or contact me personally, Tim Kellstrom, at 989-820-7333.
Sounds good. Tim Kellstrom talking Oscoda Basketball Tournament Saturday, February 2nd. Tim, pleasure to have you on, my friend, and hopefully we get a lot of teams out in a fun day.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Kevin.
You're welcome, Tim. Hey, before I let you go, one more question for you. In terms of people coming out to watch, is there a charge for coming in, an admission charge, or can folks just come on out to watch some good basketball?
There is an admission charge. It's $3.
So, oh.
And kids under 11 are free. So not a lot, but $3 to get in.
All right, awesome. Tim, thanks again for your time, and we'll look forward to a great day of basketball.
Sounds great. Thank you, Kevin.